Morning, Rob. How are you?
Morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing fine. Are the Texans the best team you have seen so far this year? And I know you've only seen them on film, but do they look like the most formidable opponent you have yet to encounter this year, Rob?
I mean, they're obviously a good team. They've won 11 games. So, you know, anytime you can do that in the NFL, you're pretty solid. So I think that, they do a lot of things well. And, come Monday, we're going to have it's going to be a good game.
What do they do best? I know they do a lot of things well. What do they do best?
They do some good zone runnings, The running back's able to kind of set his track, and then make his move off of what the offensive line is doing to those guys up front. So I'd say running the ball is what they do best.
And Teddy Bruschi said, they do this zone blocking, which I guess Kubiak brought over from Denver, which at times is, it's right there on the edge of dirty. A lot of cut blocking, a lot of low blocking. Does it feel, from a guy who's, in the trenches, does it feel dirty when a guy cuts you down? Even though it's legal, it's inside the tackle box, does it feel like it's over the line?
If it's in front of you, if it's in your vision, I mean, that's something that you can deal with. It's something that as a football player, I've been getting cut for a long time. So it's nothing new to me. But, when it's behind you, that's the tough one when it's at the back of your legs and you don't see it. That's the ones where you get hurt. So, I mean, a cut's a cut. It's all good. And so, when you don't see it coming, those are the tough ones.
Do you want the NFL to outlaw that? There's word that they may outlaw all low blocking.
I think it's a part of the game. And, it's been done for so long now that, if you take it away, it's going to hurt, obviously, some teams that use a lot of it. But, I feel like if it's you shouldn't. I don't know. It's hard to talk about because it's a big part of the game. But if you can't see it, I think that's the only problem, because the ones that are behind you, those are the ones that get you hurt anyway. The ones in front of you, you really don't get hurt.
In your mind, does every rule change benefit the offense? Are you one of those defensive guys who's sick of it and feels like it's about time they did something to help the defense?
I mean, there's a lot of rules out there, and we're the ones that are getting all the fines. So, definitely that's one that would be on our side.
You know what they got to do? Call face masking on the offense, which they never do. And Arian Foster could grab you, Rob. He could grab your face mask, twist your head around like the girl on Exorcist, and there's no call. You touch his face mask, it's 15 yards personal foul.
Yeah, well, we got to do a lot more thinking while we're going full speed than they do, that's for sure.
Hey, if you were making a game-time decision to sit one of the Texans down, either Andre Johnson or Arian Foster, which one would you prefer to be sitting on the sidelines all day as opposed to out there on the field?
I really don't have a single guy that I think that, I want to take out. I think that the running game is strong, so obviously if Foster's not out there, but they still have some good backup running backs, and the receivers, they got a pretty good receiving core. So if you take Johnson out, obviously he's a big target for him. So I think with the way that they throw the ball too, the running game is more strong than their passing game.
How would you describe Schaub's game, Rob?
He does make all the throws, and he's able to control the offense well. I think he stands in the pocket strong, and I think overall he can make all those throws. He's a good quarterback, and I think Monday it's going to be it's going to be a fun game.
You think you'll play him again after Monday? You think you'll play him again in January?
I hope so. I'm not. I think that as a team, we're ready to play anybody.
Hey, Rob, I know human nature doesn't apply to this game because obviously it's kind of a playoff preview type of thing. And I know coaches rail against this and guys not getting up for certain opponents. But how else can you describe or rationalize how they can give up 38 to Jacksonville, or how you guys can lose to Arizona or let the Jets take you to overtime? And I understand, the company line is, hey, this is the National Football League. Wins are hard to come by. But as human nature, does it from time to time, even though you try not to let it happen, have you take opponents a little less likely, lightly than you would, let's say, the Houston Texans or the San Francisco 49ers the week after that?
No, you know, I think that, you know, with the season being the way it is and, you know, if it's a long season, you know, I don't think, you know, people that aren't in the game or playing the games realize that, you know, 16 weeks, you know, you just think, oh, it's just 16 games. But, you know, as the season's rolling on, you know, it's a pretty good chunk, you know, in your body's going through a lot of things. So I think that, you know, sometimes it could be a team that has, you know, fatigue on their, you know, their certain offense or defense, or, you know, they got a couple injuries here or there. You know, everybody's playing through something. So, you know, not everybody's out there playing at 100%. So, you know, I think that it's just the way the football season goes. You know, you're going to have your ups, you're going to have your downs. You know, and then there's just sometimes a team just doesn't play their best. So, you know, again, you can just say that maybe a game last week, you know, they gave up a couple points there. Maybe they just weren't at their best. So, you know, obviously they're a good football team. They've made a lot of wins on the road, which is, you know, that's a hard thing to do in the NFL. So, you know, they're a good team. And, you know, whatever they bring here, we're going to have our best.
Hey, how many Monday night football appearances have you made, Rob?
You know, maybe four, maybe three or four.
Does it feel different?
You know, it's an extra day. It is a little bit different, but, you know, one thing is, you know, that you're the only team playing, or, you know, you're the only two teams playing and everybody's watching you. So, you know, it's just, it gives you that much more motivation to make sure everyone sees, how well you guys play on that particular night.
What kind of cigars did Brady pass out after the birth of Vivian on Wednesday?
I didn't get a cigar.
You didn't?
So, no cigars.
Was he jumping around? Was he happy? Was he, did he talk much about it?
No, you know, he didn't say too much. So, you know, I'm sure he's, you know, ecstatic that he had a baby girl, which, you know, he didn't, he was just same old Tom, straight business when he was here.
Well, if not cigars, it'll probably be Uggs, and that'll probably be better. They'll last longer.
I don't mind. I always get a nice pair of Uggs for Christmas, so I'm sure they're coming.
All right. Good luck Monday night. We'll talk to you next week, Rob.
All right. Thanks, guys.